Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on Moo, Moon, and You, the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck, otherwise known as Moo. And this evening, we are doing another practice call. And I am once again, I think this time, I pretty much have it down. I'm actually found the switchboard, which I completely did not know where it was last week. So at least we're halfway there with that kind of phenomenon. And we are, the date is 3-2-2009, and you have reached Blog Talk Radio, Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. The listener call-in number is 347-205-9200. Please feel free to call in and share your collective wisdom, and we can discuss whatever you want to talk about, except that tonight Joan and I were, well, actually tomorrow is the real call, and tomorrow night we will be discussing journal writing or anything else anybody wants to talk about. Tonight is a little bit of a practice, and I'm waiting for Joan to come. I know she will. She will join us soon. The number, call-in number is 347-205-9200. And my name is Kate Loving Schenck, otherwise known as Moo of Moon, Moo and You, the Collective Wisdom. We are on the air, and there is Joan. Good evening, Joan.
Good evening, Kate.
Oh, you sound beautiful.
Thank you. Did you?
Yes.
You didn't have any trouble seeing that I was there and punching me?
No, that was very cool. Actually, when I see your number pop up, then my task is to click on a little icon that shows a microphone, and then I know that you're on. And I also recognize your number, so I knew it was you anyway. Who else would it be?
Betty Rush, because she said she might come. But the chat is open?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Actually
wrote a little something. Except, wait a minute, let me open it up again because I think it's shut down.
No, it's there. Hello, Betty Hattner, it says. So
okay,
that's so we are operating. And
well, it's not showing
right.
up. It does feel great. It's not showing up for me, though, the
not?
Chat. The
it's
actual
in the next,
chat.
Go to the next tab.
Let me see what I can do here.
You have another tab across the top?
Well, it had been showing up and was showing up, and then it just suddenly disappeared. So I will work with that.
Next,
I will work with that.
Asking me if we're going to teach people what to do. She's concerned about getting on.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a lot of people. In fact, there were two or three girls on. I went to Tagfoot or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple of those gals said they had never done it before. And, you know, I said, well, come on, you can learn with us.
Exactly.
So we may need to spend some minutes tomorrow night just doing how-to stuff.
Right.
Just clicking on the chat was a big deal to me. The first time I couldn't find it.
Well, as you know, that was a big deal for me as well.
Right. You know, so.
I think it's a new concept. People, when you say you have a radio show, they say, oh, what radio station is it?
Right.
Or, you know, they think you have to get real dressed up and go to a radio station and put on some headphones and, you know, whatever. But this is a great concept, I think. It's great you can do it. I love that you can do it at home.
Uh-huh.
The privacy of your home.
I like that. I like that we don't have to have a mic and we don't have to have all that other stuff. We're just right here, which is good. You don't have a mic, do you?
I actually have a little headphone so that I don't have to hold the phone up the whole time, so I can, you know, use my hand to click on people who come on and stuff like that.
Well, I've got headphones. I may try and see if they'll work. But
my brother will be joining us, not tomorrow, because he has a poetry, I think he has a book signing. He has a book that's going to be published. My brother lives in Norfolk, and he listened to the first show, and he thought that was very, very cool. So I don't...
He loves listening to you talk 1 hour.
Well,
it was cool.
He said to me that it was great hearing my voice, but it was a broadcaster's nightmare.
He's the one that lost the dog, right?
Yes,
died.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yes, remember him? Aww.
Yes, I do. I sure do. That was early on. That was my first kneeing experiences and everything else that I suffered with him on that one.
Well, you'll be meeting him as the weeks go on. He's pretty computer savvy, so he should be able to figure this out. And I don't know if the instructions that are presently up on our page really... I'll have to look over that to see if there's something else that can be added to help people with the instructions. Because as you say, some people are just starting from scratch on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, major starting from scratch. Yeah, and it could be, you know, that we can, if nobody's calling in, we can just say, you know, yeah, and you were saying that a lot the other night, you know, how to call in, and then we can always say, click on the chat button. There's a little green chat button, click on that, and it'll open in the next link, or mine did. Mine opens in the new tab so I can listen and talk.
Well,
which is nice.
For me, I don't know exactly what people do who just come on. For me, you know, I have to go onto a switchboard. But for a person who doesn't have that, is there what do they click on?
It's a blue rectangle, and it says Blog Talk Radio, and you click the little arrow so that you can hear. That's the first thing you do.
Okay.
You know, like if you're starting a video, an audio on a...
Exactly.
Any machine. Okay. Then under that, underneath that little rectangle, there's a thing that says Chat Now, right on our profile. And you click on the Chat Now, and if you hit Control, when you hit that, then it'll open in a new tab, or it will for me.
Okay.
It does on Firefox. And then you're over in the chat room. I really wish I had gotten Betty to call on in, but to get on this chat room so we could see how it works. But anyway, because if we're watching the chat as we chat, I think we'll be okay if we're both keeping an eye on it and just not let it get out of hand. But I don't think we're going to have that problem. I think at first we're going to have mostly people we know.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have any problem with hecklers and that kind of thing unless somebody just happens to fall into it. We'll just let the angels take care of that.
Absolutely. And I did...
But you do need to look and see how to kick somebody off, because I will not have that power.
Well, unfortunately, at this very moment...
Who is Lady Tammy?
Oh.
Hello, Lady Tammy.
Hello, Lady Tammy.
She is in the chat room.
Okay.
We are practicing for our first show.
Lady Tammy, if you wish to call in, it's 347-205-9200, and you have reached the Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. And we would love to hear what you have to say. But Joan, I'm not getting the chat room, and that's a problem. Oops, I got it.
You got it.
No, I have something else. Okay. I'm going to fool around with that here and find it.
Yeah, find it while we've got the
It says there's live help, but had start chat session because I had started it before. I actually typed something in there.
Yes, you did.
As you saw. And now there's a little green button, network status. It means that we're on, I guess. Very interesting.
I'm chatting with Tammy.
Good. How's she doing?
She's good. She's just listening to figure out what we're all about.
Great. I think there's a whole community involved with blog chat, the blog talk radio. Isn't there?
I can't hear you. Do what?
There's a whole community.
Yeah.
Of people.
There's a forum, and there's also a whole bunch of blog talk teaching videos, like the one that I sent you about the switchboard.
Well, that's a good one.
Whole bunch of those. There's probably one on the chat room too.
Yeah, I think I better take a little video. I better figure out this chat thing.
Yeah, are you looking at the chat now, or you still can't find it?
I can't get it.
And it's not showing up on the next tab on your screen.
Let's see here.
Because I have two tabs open. One says Spirituality Internet Radio Shows, and the next one says Chat.
Maybe I should.
And then, Tammy, then you can tell everybody that we were on here trying to figure it all out, that you were in on it from the very, very beginning.
That's right.
Well, I'll listen to those two try to figure all of this out.
Well, it should be here. I think maybe there's probably too many tabs open here. That's what I'm thinking.
Shut everything down except.
I'm going to close some stuff down.
Yeah.
I think that might. I have too much going on here.
Mimi is on the line waiting to speak with you.
Ooh, thank you.
Waiting to speak with us.
Thank you. Except that she is not. Hasn't called in. Mimi, please call in at 347-205-9200 so that I can bring you on the call. And you have reached. Or just chat.
Or click on the chat button.
I'm
over in the chat room. There should be a little green chat button there underneath the rectangle where you're listening. We're just practicing. And we would love for you to join us, chat with us.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, now what I'm showing, it just shows Mimi on Squidoo, and you don't see that, huh? You don't see another person on the line.
No.
You should.
I see you and me, but I'm not sure she called in.
Yeah.
You think she has, though? You
think
she has?
I think she's on hold, yeah. Ah, there she is. Okay, she's not doing the voice thingy. Good, we got you in chat.
Good. Wonderful. Hello there, Mimi. Yay, thank you for joining us. We love having you.
My link is wrong on my Squidoo lens.
Yes, I love that lens. Thank you.
I'm typing, so.
Good.
She says, hello, Kate.
Hello. Thank you.
Kate, we can't get Kate over to chat, Mimi.
I'm working on it. I just closed everything out, and it's not working for me.
But, Mimi, I love the chat. I stay in chat when we listen to 2020. Stay in chat and don't very rarely call. I call in if I've got something to say, and then I hang up again so that I'm not on the call all the time because I like to read what's going on in chat room.
Right.
Which is always good. There's as much going on in the chat room usually as there is online.
Yes. Well, Mimi, if you do want to call in, the listening, the dial-in number for the listener is 347-205-9200, just in case you want to. You don't have to.
Yeah, she says she's not quite ready to do the voice bit.
Not a problem.
I don't know that feeling. but she is logged into Blog Radio. So when I have that list up on the left, then it's telling me who is logged into Blog Radio. Because I think Tammy's showing up there too. Tammy and Mimi are both showing up there, and they are in the chat room. So that's good. So all you can see now is the switchboard, right?
I see my number as being the host call-in, and then I see your number, and you're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not have a chat. I don't know why, really. It had come up initially. And
yeah.
It disappeared.
That 'cause you're going to want that tomorrow night, I think.
I know. My goodness.
But it'll be on one of those training videos, I'm sure.
Yes.
We could actually do a learning session. Lady Tammy says she sees Moon and Moo. And Tammy, I don't know if you know us or not, but if you don't, Mimi's a friend of ours on Squidoo. It's just, I don't know why that thing says zero, so don't worry about it, Sammy. I hadn't figured that out yet either. It shows what time we signed in or something. I don't know what all that's about.
I have something that says, on live now, 43 minutes remaining on the show.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
I wish Betty Rush had called in. I should have told her to.
Okay.
But she just got power back. She's just now getting warm. She got snowed out.
Ooh, oh my.
Been without power and walked up the street to get a ride to work. And the ride, the engineers never showed up to get her. I mean, it's been a real nightmare down here. We just don't deal well with snow. Tammy's saying it's nice to meet us, and it's nice to meet you, Tammy.
Nice to meet you, Tammy. Thank you.
We're delighted that you found us.
That's right.
Synchronicity. Yes, for sure. Divine order. But in the South, we just don't know how to deal with snow. When it snows,
well, how much did you get?
We got about 3 inches here.
Mm-hmm.
Betty got about 5.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, and of course at the hospital, she's got to be at the hospital. There's no getting around that, but she did not get there. So, but she walked like 2 blocks to get to the place to meet the engineers. And, you know, we're not young children anymore. So, but she does have power again, and Nancy is still without power. Tammy, I'm in South Carolina. The sister I'm talking about is in Georgia, and I have another sister in South Carolina, and we did have snow yesterday. We are all, my sister Nancy is, as I said, still without power, and very thankful for gas logs, and my older sister also has gas logs, so everybody's warm.
Mm.
That's always a concern. Nancy's friend came by and brought them coffee this morning, and she was thrilled. You know.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Coffee is great when you're, you know, it's a comfort drink.
Mm-hmm. And
truly
we
left
yesterday. We were without power for an hour and a half or so, but you know, we just kept laughing at each other because we kept turning stuff on. You know how you do.
Yeah.
Well, the lights in here don't work either.
How many people were affected by that?
There are still, I heard, like 30,000 people in South Carolina and Georgia without power.
Wow.
So, Tammy's in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kentucky can have some rough snows.
Oh, yeah.
That way. In fact, the only time I was in Kentucky was in the snow.
Wow.
Beautiful state, beautiful state.
It's a
How
beautiful
far is
country.
It? Uh-huh. That's horse country.
Yes.
That's,
Oh, and I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's where I am located. We had about 8 inches of snow.
Oh, but
and
you
it
drive
came
in
out. Oh, it was easy, yeah. We just got a four-wheel drive vehicle, though, and that makes it a lot easier. So,
yeah.
Makes it a lot easier.
So when you were working at the hospital at night, though, you've got to get out and go.
Well,
right.
There's a possibility that people can't get in, so I would have had to stay, but I didn't have to, and we were not busy, so that helps. The people who absolutely, patients, that is, the patients that absolutely had to get there, got there, and they were not well, so they were high acuity patients. But that was,
yeah.
That was fun, you know, it was good.
Yeah, Mimi's saying it's beautiful, but once a year, and that's true. You know, I don't believe I would ever. When we were up there for Kathy's surgery, the snow. I've never seen that much snow in my life. I would never have seen that much snow, and trying to get from our room down to the main office of the hotel just to get, and that was outside. To get breakfast the next morning was just a nightmare. I said, I won't do this again. You know, just walking in it and dealing with the ice and the snow. And but, you know, we got where we needed. Luckily, our son was there with us, and he had four-wheel drive. And he's not as anxious about driving in it as we are. I could not have done it. So much
depends on how the other drivers handle it, and a lot of times people go too fast, or it can become such a dangerous situation.
I need to ask Randy where we went to. We went to some restaurant in a smaller town to meet a customer of his, and it was just delightful, but the snow coming home was terrifying. We were probably an hour away from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
It's a, you know, some little country steel town, because Randy's in the steel business. But I'll ask him where we went that night. You may be familiar. How far are you from Pittsburgh?
About 4 hours.
Oh, you're a long way. Well, there's no point in asking him. We weren't near you.
Right.
You're 4 hours. Okay.
But we are in the same state, so.
It's hard to believe. Pennsylvania's that big, but I guess it's larger than South Carolina, huh?
Yes.
I'm about 4 hours to the beach from here, 3.5.
Oh, really? You would think it would be closer. But you are in... Mm-hmm.
Mimi's down there, southern part of the state, too, somewhere, like halfway to the beach or so, I think, aren't you, Mimi? But down in the lower part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a good little haul from here to the beach. And we're up near Charlotte, North Carolina. We're at the top of the state. And
right.
Nancy's even further north. Nancy's way up north in the mountains, more or less. She and, you know, John Dilbeck?
Yeah.
You know who that is, Kate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dilbeck is probably less than an hour from Nancy, or maybe 2 hours, but... going up there in the North Carolina mountains, up in that way. It's pretty up there.
Oh, yes.
But, well, I am sorry you can't find the chat.
I can't find it. I had it to begin with, though. So it does exist, but I will need to, I will need it.
Yes, you're going to need it tomorrow night.
I will figure it out.
Mimi said she was born in Loras, which is in Horry County at Myrtle Beach, so... Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking I was right about that. She's from right down there at the beach area.
Oh, I guess bad weather can hit those places with hurricanes.
Oh, somebody told me it was snowing in Myrtle Beach like late in the last week or so.
Woohoo!
Which is almost unheard of. And
wow.
Now, I'm going down in about 2 weeks, but I'll be down outside of Charleston,
mm-hmm.
which is... about an hour or so from Myrtle Beach, I guess. But I'll be right outside of Charleston.
And what are you doing there?
Bunch of us going down. Randy has a place down there, so we're going to go. Mimi says she doesn't like to write the county name because of the phonetics, but it is Horry County. I'm saying it correctly. I didn't say it the ugly way. But anyway, so we're taking a house full of girls, go down there, and we're taking Kathy with us so she can take care of all us old ladies. We'll have a good time.
That will be great.
And if the weather is nice, we will have dinner on the beach one night. Take a picnic out and watch the sun go down on the beach, which will be wonderful.
Heavenly.
I'm praying that if the weather allows such a thing. Oh, and we're going. Go ahead.
You will visualize that.
Yes. And we are also going to see the angel tree,
which is one of the
oldest living trees in the world, I understand. I looked it up a while ago. I'll send you that link. It's real interesting.
Oh, I love trees.
Now, this thing is gorgeous. And Kathy, when we were talking earlier, and Kathy's my daughter, Tammy, who is an adult, but we were talking earlier about it. She said, I've never seen the angel tree. And, I mean, she goes down there at least three times a year. I said, we are going. You will see the angel tree this time. It is gorgeous. And it kind of takes your breath away to think how many hundreds of years it's been there. You know, you stand there and touch that tree and you think, you know, the history. You almost feel the history taking place around it while you stand there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just, oh, tears me up.
And what kind of tree is it?
It's an oak. It's an angel oak.
An angel oak. Is that why it's called the angel
tree? It's called an angel because that was the name of the people that that owned the property at one time. Hold on just a minute. I'm looking this up. I'm going to give you true figures that I'm going to tell you. The tree is 1,500 years old.
Wow. That is so cool.
Oldest thing living or man-made east of the Rockies. The live oak tree, 1,500 years old.
That is gorgeous. It must be
so
huge.
It is 65 feet high. It is tremendous. And it was damaged with Hugo, but it has survived. So
it's owned
now by the city of Charleston, but it is one gorgeous thing to see. And there's nothing there. I mean, you go to on a dirt road. They haven't really messed it up with a bunch of touristy stuff. You know, there's a tiny shack there and usually a Charleston lady weaving baskets. Because the slaves used to weave baskets. And so she has the old skills and she's weaving and you can stand there and watch her and they'll talk to you and explain to you what they're doing. They're wonderful. And then inside they're like greeting cards and that kind of stuff. You know, pictures of the tree. But very small, very tiny little shack and this humongous tree. It's quite a sight.
I bet there are little fairies all around it.
Oh, yeah. Angels, too.
Angels.
I think.
Angels, yeah. That's, well, it has the name probably as a reason for being called that. Yeah.
Well, I have a friend who says her youth group used to go there, and they would sit in the trees and practice choir. Sit up in the limbs. Now, you can't climb up in the limbs anymore, but... Mimi, have you seen that? Are you familiar? I'm trying to see if she knows what I'm talking about. Mimi's going to leave us. Thanks so much, Mimi.
Thank you
for
coming, Mimi.
We'll be official tomorrow night. We'll be doing this right tomorrow night.
Thank you for
coming.
Thanks
a million.
Love to you. Sweet.
That is sweet, and I appreciate her doing that. I didn't realize she was going to do that. Somebody else on the phone, somebody named Kaster. Who is that?
I don't know.
Can you get to the
chat
room, Kaster?
Greetings to you.
If you'll click on chat or call in, we'd like to say hello.
Oh, let me give you the number, and that's 347-205-9200, and you have reached the Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. This is really a practice show, but we start live, we start for real tomorrow, 3-3, at 6 p.m., and we will be on the air 6 p.m. every Tuesday, every week thereafter. And maybe we'll take a break sometimes, right, Joan?
Right. Kaster has found us in the chat room.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. It seems odd that I would be just shut out of the chat room. Being,
yeah,
you know,
you've got to be able to see it.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
Oh, you go. I was just going to tell you. She said, oh, just wandering around and found us. How about that?
Well, we don't believe
in accidents, so hopefully you will be with us tomorrow night. We believe you're here for a purpose. So you have some wisdom to share with us, I'm sure.
That's right.
And if you'll come back tomorrow night, we would appreciate it. We're so glad you're here tonight. Tomorrow night we're going to talk some about journaling. So if you're a journaler, you will enjoy. She is a Katie, Kate.
A Katie. Thank you for coming, Katie. Wonderful.
How nice that you found us. That's interesting.
Yes. I was going to say something, but I completely forget.
The topic for tomorrow is journaling.
Yes. Yes. And there's so many different styles of journaling. So I'm going to do a little research before the show, but I think I really would like to know how to get into the chat room.
That would be helpful. I think the chat room is key.
The thing about journaling is if you've been journaling all your life, probably like we have, you know, you run into all these different modalities as time goes on. And then after a while, you tend to combine the modalities, combine the different ways of journaling. I just don't like to just write junk, you know. So, you know,
Katie's a journaler.
Good. I think that's great.
Yeah,
great.
That's wonderful.
I think it's a clearing. It clears your mind. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll go through the, because one of my favorites, the 10-year journal, and we'll talk about that too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a little five-minute journaling, and that's cool too. And then there's gratitude journaling, and there's just all kinds of different ways we can go with that. So it should be an interesting discussion.
Yes.
And Katie, tomorrow night, you are more than welcome to call in. The number is shown on the homepage.
Katie will continue to
remind us. Call in and talk to us. Stay in the chat and be in the chat, because what's going to be making it work tomorrow night is that we'll have both things going on at once.
Absolutely. And that call-in number is 347-205-9200. I think that shows up pretty well. Yeah.
She said that she's been told she needs to turn her journal into a book. So it sounds like we have another writer on our hands.
Yeah.
And Katie, we both are writers too, so would love to hear how your journaling is going and what system you use, if any, or if you do your own or whatever. If you'll be sure and be here tomorrow night, we sure would love to hear it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's Katie. Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay. I think
you are on the air. This
Hello, Kate. It's Betty Rush.
Hello, Betty. Nice to hear your voice.
I finally got here.
Oh
my gosh!
Cool.
I have just gone through I don't know what trying to get to you all, and so here I am finally. How is it going?
Lovely. Right. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh,
wonderful. We have visitors in the chat room, Betty.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you hear me,
great.
Betty? Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
I mean, Betty, did you have an ordeal today with the weather?
Oh, it was a challenge, but it was so beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful.
And wonderful. I told Joan that I had a huge limb. Did you tell her, Joan?
No.
Okay. No. You know, you have to look for the good things. And I have a historic tree in my backyard. It's probably 80 years old or so. It's a beautiful oak. And it lost a major limb during this snowstorm. And I knew when I heard the crash that this was the beginning of probably the end for the tree. But I went out I felt very calm and looked, and the very tips of the forked limb, which was at the original point connected to the tree, probably 20-plus inches across, and then it forked, had just kissed my house. I mean, it was like, you know, it just barely touched my house. It was unbelievable. So I was so blessed, despite the loss of the limb, not to have major destruction right over my bedroom. So, it was a beautiful, beautiful snow, though. Even without power and my exercise to the Golden Pantry and 2 hours of waiting and still no results and returning home, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, we're thankful for this, and I'm thankful that it doesn't come very often, Kate. I don't know how you survive all of that, but I guess you know, it's part of your life.
Well, to be honest with you, today's snow was the first snow we had.
Oh, you're kidding.
Everybody else, everybody was getting ice storms.
Oh, they're worse.
Yes, they are. And so today was total snow. It was beautiful and fluffy. Probably it's drifting in the wind. That can cause some problems.
Yeah.
But no, this was the first snow, and I we needed it because it's so needed for the water table throughout
right.
the year. So I'm glad we got it, and it's unusual to receive, you know, get snowstorms this time of year. Well, not necessarily, but, you know, they usually come in January and February, and by now I think this is like early spring.
Right.
And, yeah. We're almost...
I'm sitting here with a single daffodil at my computer table.
Oh, nice.
And they have been blooming everywhere, but this one was out by itself. I don't know how it ever got there in the first place. I guess a squirrel brought the bulb over, but when it's the weather got so threatening, I said, I've got to pick it and bring it in. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's a white one instead of the yellow. So it's so pretty.
Beautiful.
So it is spring.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, especially where you...
interrupt.
Yeah.
Yes.
KK's on somewhere. I don't know if she's on the phone waiting for you. She's not in the chat room.
Oh,
no,
let me
she's
listen.
Not. No, she's not in the...
Okay,
switchboard.
Maybe she's just listening.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, but let me say, no, KK, let me just say that our number, call-in number, is 347-205-9200. If you would like to call in, we'd love to hear your voice.
That's
Thank
what
you.
Was so wonderful.
Did I lose everybody?
No, now you're back in. No, we're here.
Okay.
That was wonderful that you repeat that number periodically because you said it at the beginning, and then at some point I had to log out, log back. I mean, it's just anyway. And so you repeated it, and that is fabulous because I hadn't written it down the first time, and when you repeat it, I could write it down and dial in. So it's
that's great.
Joe,
Betty, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you sitting in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
All right. On your screen, what are you looking at?
Right now, I'm looking at practice run.
Okay.
Moo and Moo.
Can you scroll up a little bit?
All right.
No, that's right. That's good. Blog Talk Radio at the top of it.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay.
But I came in through your full name, not just Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I came
that's
in with
fine. Come, down under where you see the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You see a green button that says chat now?
Yes.
Could you please click on that?
Uh-oh. What if I lose you? Then I've enjoyed, okay?
Fine. You're not going to lose
me. I'm on chat. Okay. Can you still hear me? It was loading.
I hear you. Now what do you see?
Loading, authenticating, and then it shows y'all's pictures and the minute-by-minute script. I see you. Kate, did you leave us? I don't see you
anymore. Oh, I'm here. I am definitely here. Thank you.
Hello, Betty, Betty.
Okay, that's okay. So when you log on like you did tonight, okay?
I'll never do it again like that. I don't know how I got here.
But anyway, see, not right now, if you wanted to, you could hang up the phone and still be over here in the chat room.
Right.
Talking to everybody, and then just call in when you want to talk, which is what I do on 2020's call.
Okay.
I stay over in the chat room. So you see where it says style, S-T-Y-L-E?
Yes.
Type hello to me right there.
Okay, wait a minute.
Like us on Messenger.
All right, hold on. I got to put the phone down because I've got my little cute phone here. Hold on.
All right. But that's
great,
good. See if we can... If we can all learn how to do the chat, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happened last time. I had to get logged on and all that, and I still can't. I registered early. Now I've forgotten all my user word and password and all that. So,
but you can't type a note to me?
No.
Whoa.
It just won't,
you have
it won't
to be logged in first.
Oh, okay, and you're not logged in.
Apparently, I'm not logged in.
Okay, all right. But
I mean, I tried all my things I could
But you do
of.
See where it is, you know, and you saw it come up. So, you know, if you wanted to and you were listening, then and not on the
I
phone.
I could just type.
You could just type, yeah, but
it
even if you can't, type, then you can still sit here and listen. And because you can hear the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've got my speakers blaring.
Okay. So you're probably getting an echo now with us on. And
no, it's beautiful.
No echo. It really has great sound.
Yeah.
I can hear everybody so clearly. It's better than just talking on the telephone.
It really is. I'm amazed. It's really, really good. And I love having your pictures there. Kate, you and I still have hours and hours of hospital talk to do. So
yes, we
we'll
do.
Have to
well, we can actually have a discussion here about that, customer service.
Oh.
And yes. I
so
think that's
many,
a great topic.
Just magic moments, I'm telling you. Now, Joan, there's other things showing up here.
Well, it's just me typing.
Oh, is that you typing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the only thing that's showing up to me net right now is 6:38 and it's 6:43, and that's where you...
Okay, KK's here.
You said...
KK!
Yeah,
hi,
that's
KK. KK's in chat.
KK, let me tell you our number, which you probably can see right before your eyes anyway. It's 347-205-9... 200, and you have reached Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. However, this is just a practice show, and we're, well, this is the way the show's going to go, no matter how you look at it. This is,
she's cooking.
Well, yeah, this
she's
is,
cooking. Okay.
She's cooking. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is she cooking?
Yeah. Let's see if she'll tell.
Joan, I don't think the number shows up anywhere on the print screen.
Yeah,
okay.
On the main page.
To look into.
On the main page, it's there. It's you just have to scroll down a little bit, and you'll see it.
Oh, okay.
Episode on the air. It's there. You just have to scroll down a little bit.
Okay.
But that's good to know too, because we can tell people to scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
to see the number.
Good.
No,
but I was saying earlier, I believe that. Blog Talk Radio is another social networking platform, isn't it? I mean, it's not just a community, but it's like it's a thing where people can connect like Facebook or even, I don't think anything's like Twitter. Nothing really is like Twitter. But Facebook or MySpace or anything like that, or Ning. It seems to me it's a way to branch out and meet more and more and more and more people from all over the planet, which is just
Well, and voices are just more personal anyway.
Yeah.
KK says she can see the number.
Okay.
So that's good.
Who
did you ever find it, Betty?
No, actually, I'm still listening. I hear trucks, and it's probably power truck still working
okay.
in the neighborhood. I got up and am checking that.
And do you live near KK? Because well, no, KK's in Mississippi. You
oh
are
my.
In Georgia. You are
what?
In Georgia. Oops,
yeah,
here we go.
When does she get much of this snow?
Hang on here.
I'm waiting.
Hello? This is
Hello?
The 60. Hello?
This is KK.
KK, yay!
Hi,
KK.
This is
hey.
Moo and Moon and Betty. Betty is Moonvine's sister.
Oh, me.
And I'm
Betty's on me, right?
No, that's another sister.
Oh,
this is my
okay. Hi, Betty.
Hi. Did you get much of the snow?
No, we didn't. We didn't get any. They got up in Memphis and over in Atlanta, but it missed us.
Yeah, well,
we
got
the cold, though.
We got your share.
Where are you, Betty?
In Athens, Georgia.
Hmm. Yeah,
so we
did
had
get some. You sure did. Wow.
It was beautiful.
I was in Atlanta during the blizzard of 93. Were you there then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I was right here. So
I have ever what? I was working for the hospital at the time, and I had to go to work. They picked us up on a, in like a four-wheeler, four by four or whatever.
Oh.
Came by and picked me up. And
where were
on
you
the
working?
Way out to the vehicle, I slipped on ice and twisted my ankle. Well, I had to go to the hospital anyway at that point, so I worked with a twisted ankle all day.
Wow.
Which hospital?
That was no fun.
Huh? Which hospital?
Well,
KK? Which hospital?
Huh? Oh, Southern Regional Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
Riverdale, Georgia.
Okay, and I'm at Athens Regional Medical Center.
Oh, are you? How funny.
Yeah.
I worked in the psych unit.
You do?
And you would think that nobody would come in with a psychological emergency on a snow day, but it sure did happen.
No, I think they would even more so.
Oh, you know, much more so. Yeah.
People feel
well, there I was with my foot propped up talking to people about their problems.
Well, they have them when it snows, and yeah, it's just as they do any other time. So, but well, I'm in guest services. So,
are you?
Yeah, out patting and consoling and smiling and greeting and whatever else
yeah.
happens to come along.
Yeah,
I love it.
I finally had to leave that behind. I just have the thick skin
okay.
that you really kind of have to develop, you know. I just got too, I cared too much. Not that that's, not that people that work there, that stay there don't care, but I let it get to me too much. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm that way too. Right, Joan?
Oh, yes.
When I
well, I just had to leave. I just had to leave the whole field. I might get back into it now that I've maybe grown a little bit, but I'm not really wanting to at this point.
Are you at
maybe.
Home full-time?
Full-time?
No, I work for an accounting firm. I'm in accounting now.
Oh, my
oh, wow.
gosh.
I want a whole new direction. So I'm on my commute is on the way. You know, I leave at 5, and that's my time is when y'all start your show. So I hate that. I will only be able to catch you the last few minutes every time.
Well, we'd love to have you whenever you show up. That's great. It's great.
Certainly listen to the archives. I would much rather be live so I can chat with you and everything.
As time comes along, when they have to change it. But you know, we're just gonna start out at 6. Just pop in late.
Yeah,
okay, dear.
If you get too late, it'll be past my bedtime, Joan.
I know. We're trying to make everybody happy.
No, you just can't. You can't. There's no way. If you make it before 5, then I won't be able to call in. So, you know, either way, I'm screwed. So,
You're an hour behind us. Right?
I guess so, yeah. It started at 5 o'clock my time, your show did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right when I leave work, yeah.
When you leave work?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're saying?
Your show begins when I'm leaving work.
Ooh,
I don't have a cell phone or I'd call in on the way home, but, yeah.
KK?
Huh?
I just love your
dear.
Voice.
Yes, Moo.
I love your voice. It's so cool.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I'm so southern, and I know I'm sounding like a hick. I can't help it.
Oh, but you got so much hicky company on here, see? It's going
to
all be
hey,
hicky
we will
together.
Have to make a southern out of you.
Ah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Moo, you're the only Yankee.
KK's
well, heard...
got the prettiest little red-headed boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's my doll. I'm so proud of him. He did good in school today for the first time in several weeks.
Good. Great.
He's how old?
Working on a little behavior issue here. He's six.
He's the same age as our Jessica, and she's six, little redhead, little girl.
Oh, really?
She's got a redhead little girl and a redhead little boy.
Is Jessica wild, too?
No, what Jessica does, Jessica's artistic. And
oh, is she?
Artistic,
oh, yeah.
Not autistic, right?
Not
okay,
autistic.
Artistic.
But she spaces out. You know, she's just kind of like a little princess. She's going to do her thing when she's ready. And, you know, some things suit her and some things don't. But, you know.
Are you saying A-U-T or A-R-T?
No,
A-R-T.
A-R-T. A-R-T.
You know what?
Okay. She's
a free spirit. She's a
yeah.
free spirit, yeah.
Oh,
right.
But she is and she reads beautifully, but she's behind in her math. But
yeah,
Julian
doesn't like math either.
Mm-mm.
He does okay, but he's not. That's not his best thing for sure.
And Jessica would be perfectly happy curled up over in a corner reading, and everybody else can just go away. You know,
Jonah.
Well, Julian doesn't have any siblings, so he's kind of had to learn how to kind of do that. You know. Kind of entertain himself.
Yeah.
You know, Mama can only take playing for a certain amount of time a day, and I got to do my thing.
Right.
So he learned to do his thing.
Are you a single mom?
No. I got married after he was born, though. And now he was born when I was 38, and I was not married at the time. And his natural father flew a coop, and I was a single mom till I was two, till he was three. And then I met his father, and then we got married when he was four and a half.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, met his dad now.
Happy
yeah.
pretty much to him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's cool.
Jim, I'll have
cool.
to share, though, when we were talking the autistic versus artistic, about my second job, which is with developmental therapy teaching programs, which trains teachers in a particular avenue to work with children with special needs, including autism. So I'm very involved
mm-hmm.
with Autism UGA and Autism Georgia and that kind of thing right now, as well as Council for Exceptional Children and so on. So they're just all kind of angles to this thing here.
Yeah, we hit them
yeah.
all.
Have y'all Joan, I haven't seen you in Milagro World much lately. Have you been there? I've seen Moo.
No, I
yeah.
haven't. I haven't been there in a while, and I slipped out there the other day and asked a question, and some delightful person answered me with the most straight-up answer. I can't even remember what it was. It was one of those techie questions I'm forever asking. And, you know, she was precious.
About
WordPress
only... or something?
Oh, God, you know, something stupid I was asking, like, how do I do so-and-so? And she just answered me and told me immediately, and, I know what it was. I was trying to fix my daughter's iTunes to sync up from my next external hard drive.
I remember that post. I had no clue.
And, but anyway, she gave me my answer, told me what to do, and she sent me pictures to go by. I mean, if I could have gone through the screen and hugged her neck, I would have. You know, this is what it looks like,
that.
And here is what you do, you know.
I love that just, forum. It is the greatest.
I've got to
it
get
is.
Back
it
over
is.
There.
That's what, when Betty, is it Betsy or Betty? I'm sorry.
B-E-T-T-Y, Betty.
Betty. My hearing's not that great. But anyway, when she said something about autism, it made me think of Holly. Do y'all know who Holly is?
No.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Holly.
Yep.
She's
yep.
kind of new there.
No, I don't.
She has an autistic stepson, and she's made really neat videos of him and their interaction with him, and it's really kind of neat to watch. She's done some good things with him, I think. And he's a cute, he's, you can tell he's just lovable and fun, but it's kind of hard to understand what he says. But yeah, baby, I'm on the phone.
I need you to help me get the phone, mate.
Okay.
That's really hard.
Joan, we need to get that site so we can look at that.
Relax your finger.
Ow, ow, stop!
Just relax it.
I have a...
He stuck a CD on his finger and it's way on there.
I have a comment. Let me just say one thing, and that is that we have 4 minutes remaining.
How about that?
But I do know that I just... You know, look at that teaching video, Joan, that you sent me, and it says that we can go beyond. We can go beyond that time. It's just that something happens where I have to say we only have 4 minutes remaining. I don't know what happens. We can just stay on and see if it continues.
Yeah.
I've heard
them
get cut off before right in the middle of a sentence, so there's probably something you have to do, I would imagine.
Are you going to be on Twinnie's call tonight, KK?
Oh, yeah, we'll be.
Are you okay?
Are you going to be there?
Yeah,
I will
be there. I'll be there. I'll probably.
That.
All right,
Betty,
I'm going to sign off.
All right, love you.
I love
you. Love you, Betty.
I love you.
Good to meet you, Betty.
Talk to everybody.
Love you. Thank you.
I'll touch base again, hopefully tomorrow night.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Do you want me to go, or are we done?
I love that 2020 call.
We have three minutes remaining. Yeah, I want to get on there. I have a little mastermind question that I think people will find amusing.
Okay. Did you download his
stuff? Did I miss something? Did I interrupt any kind of conversation when I came on? Were y'all talking about something in particular or just chit-chatting?
No, we're just
chit-chatting. Yeah. We were saying, now tomorrow night we're going to talk about journaling. But once again, it will probably go anywhere it wants to go. You know, that's just the way we are.
Oh, you're doing another practice call tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow's
the
real
big day.
One.
Yeah.
Right, right.
We're
going to
act a little bit like we know what we're talking about. Not much. Just
I listened to your
weird.
First call, Moo. I didn't hear the whole thing, but did Joan ever get on?
No.
It was my fault. I didn't know where the switchboard was.
But I was listening to you talk about numbers. That was fun.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Because Gypsy, you know her.
Yeah.
Gypsy had, let me see if I can remember this. You were talking about fours, 4-4.
Right.
And I was looking at Gypsy's Squidoo site right at that time and her fan page, and she had 400 fans.
Mom,
right when you said that, I noticed that she had 400 fans.
Mom,
so I said,
no.
Oh, my God, Gypsy has to be on your show. And then I found
that's
you were going to be on your show.
She will be. She did an angel reading for me yesterday, KK. She also reads auras. She is a cool human being.
Well, I like her. She's cool.
Yes, she's cool.
I like her, too. She's very sweet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know.
She's real knowledgeable. About a lot of things, a lot of the spiritual stuff. She's she was cool to do that for us yesterday. And, she'll be on the call tomorrow, I feel sure.
Actually, she said she will do angel reading. We'll have a topic sometime about angel reading. She can contribute something like that. That'll be great.
Yeah. In fact, if she could
all my family's.
Right,
and they want dinner, and I'm on the phone. I'm so bad.
We thank you.
So I'm
going to
go.
We appreciate you.
But
we'll see you later.
And this is going to be fun.
Love you.
We love you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Ms. Kate. We probably need to hang up.
No,
too.
Wait.
Let's
see what happens.
Okay.
In 34, 33, 32 seconds, it's what it's saying. And I want to know if we're going to get knocked off or...
Gypsy Al is on here, and we were talking about her.
Oh, wow.
She heard us talking about her.
Like...
That's cool.
Well, Love to you, Gypsy Al.
She says she can't hear anything. She's just chatting. But
it says here 9, 8, 7. I just don't know if we're going to be knocked off or not. So I want to experiment with that a second.
Okay.
If you don't mind hanging on a second. Yep. Because I have this voice, this broadcast voice, just telling me 8 seconds.
Kate, they didn't bill you for this, did they?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. So they have not knocked us off.
It says waiting for host to call in, and so you and I can. This is what they said, and that it says that maybe as if we could go on and talk for another hour, and it would be recorded in the archive, but nothing beyond that.
Okay.
But on the switchboard, I'm still talking, and it shows that I'm on a microphone, but your number was knocked off. But
interesting.
Yeah, I just don't know what that's all. But anyway, we could talk for another hour, and we could be archived. And that's about all that they'll do for us. And then now it says upcoming show 3:30 at 6. So that's us.
I feel good about this. I feel so
much. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel a whole lot better.
Yeah,
I've got to watch Interrupting, but I think some of that is just natural.
Well, you're wonderful. I love your voice. You have that Lauren Bacall voice. It's just beautiful.
That always embarrasses me because I always feel like you sound so educated and I feel so hicky. But we'll be a good team.
Well, we love each other so much that nothing matters but that.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, love.
It's gonna be a good call. It's gonna be a good call. It just feels right to me. So I'm looking forward. I will be on Quinny's call. Yeah.
Let me say one more thing, and that is
that
I'll work on the chat, but another thing is that I did. I don't know if you are following what is called Blog Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I wrote to that person, whoever that is, and said that, you know, I'm having problems uploading the M3P file onto the show. And they said that you have to have permission. But I said, I do have permission, and I'm waiting to hear. Maybe they want some sort of written permission. I think that they want you to buy something from iTunes, which is typical. Typical.
Because it was Hard Rock tonight.
Hard Rock? That's funny.
You know, it would be nice if we could choose some meditation music, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, Klaus Jensen and his, I forgot to bring up, he and his partner, Henrik something or other, I'll get that right, have done something called Mother Child Music. It's like the lullabies and the ocean waves and that sort of thing. And it is very meditative. And he did give me permission, but his partner didn't necessarily give me permission. I would hate for that to be a problem. So I don't know. It's just a matter of maybe I need to abbreviate what I upload, too. And I'm going to ask Charlie about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. And if those guys wrote it, then they should be able to give permission to use it. If they wrote the music and they're playing it, then they should be able to give permission for us to use it.
I mean, why can't they just give me permission? I told the dude at Blog Talk Radio on Twitter that they gave me permission. I don't know who that person is, but maybe I have to go through some official channel to work that through. So we'll see. We may not have music by tomorrow, but that's
have music. It'll just be the rock music we had tonight, probably, and that's all right. You know, we'll get all that worked out.
I personally didn't hear that music.
When you call in, you hear it.
Odd.
You know.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you tonight then.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.